The joint report, called Green Carbon, Black Trade, says between $30 and $100 billion are lost each year to the illegal timber trade. Much of the loss is centered in key logging countries in Central Africa, the Amazon Basin, and Southeast Asia. Besides the diversion of revenues away from development, the trade also harms efforts to mitigate climate change and also leads to political instability. Revenues from illegal logging have been used by various rebels and terrorist groups, from the Khmer Rouge in Cambodia to the Lord's Resistance Army in Uganda. Some groups, like militias in the North Kivu region of the Democratic Republic of the Congo, engage in a number of illegal activities with international ramifications. They include the poaching of rhino, elephants, and other wildlife, as well as illegal logging. Christian Nelleman is a senior officer with the Rapid Response Unit of the UN Environmental Program, UNEP. He says in northeastern Congo, militias often make peace agreements with the government that include the removal of vehicle checkpoints, making it easier to transport timber. They also clear the forests for their burgeoning trade in charcoal, estimated by the UN to be worth over $28 million per year.
Basically, the militias, during the offensive, they drive hundreds of thousands of people on the run, and these people are gathered in refugee camps. And these refugee camps, in order to cook their meals and basically survive, they need charcoal. So the militias, then after having driven people into these refugee camps, basically cut down the forest and have kilns and produce charcoal, which they then in turn sell to the refugee camps. What we're also seeing in these regions is that the different militias, including the military in the region, are basically taxing the charcoal on its way to these refugee camps.
Nelleman says organized crime has become more sophisticated over the past decade. Criminals often hack government websites to extract logging permits and have created falsified certificates declaring that the timber they are selling is legally produced.
One of the really, really big scams that we are observing now, unlike 10 years, 15 years ago, where there was sort of very obvious illegal logging, we're seeing vast, large-scale laundering operations where the illegal logging cartels are basically laundering timber by selling it through plantations that only exist on paper. It's basically fronts. So one of the big scams observed is, for example, we see this in Brazil, we see it in Southeast Asia, hundreds or even thousands of plantation permits or palm oil plantations that only exist on paper. They don't exist in real life. Nonetheless, they're producing vast amounts of timber, which is basically reflects a laundering operation.
Nelleman says greater international cooperation is needed to fight illegal logging and other transnational crimes. He says UNEP is working with the international police organization, Interpol, on a pilot project called LEAF, or Law Enforcement Assistance to Forests. The program works with national police forces to crack down on the groups and to gather information on the crime syndicates and their trading partners, many based in North America, Europe, and China. Nelleman says under the LEAF program, national authorities can restrict timber exports in areas with high concentrations of illegal activity. Interpol would identify companies operating or buying from regions with illegal logging and discourage further investment. Interpol and his partners would also encourage investigations of the mills and plantations for tax fraud.
We know that what these people are conducting, in spite of their involvement in murder, violence, and all kinds of crime, is that they're at the same time conducting vast-scale tax fraud. We know that the amounts of timber passing through these plantations are many, 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 many times what is reported to the authorities. And it's actually by working with tax authorities in countries that we can actually find and secure the evidence and get these high-level criminals convicted in court.
Nelleman says past experience with drug cartels serve as an indicator of what could happen if the illegal trade in timber is not stopped. The cartels could branch out into other forms of criminal activity, including human trafficking, the international drug trade, and illegal mining, with revenues used to fuel civil wars. I'm William Eagle in Washington.